Good morning, Park Place. Good morning. It's another day that God has made for us. We are truly grateful for it. We thank God today for a new transition that we have gone through in our country. And regardless of the way that we have voted or our political beliefs, we have to really thank God for him keeping his hand in the process. And so, you know, we pray for our leadership, and we pray that God will continue to bless us as a whole. If you will today, go with me in Scripture to James 1 and 4. James 1 and 4. And it says, "But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Again, it says, "But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Dear Father, we just thank you today for the word. We thank you, dear God, for loving us. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy. We thank you for the wisdom that you have as you have not only created us, but you bless us today to live in the creation of this day. So, Father, today, will you give us understanding to your word? Will you help us to know what you are trying to teach us so that we will be better Christians, so that we will be pleasing to you and we will be a reflection of your character and of your will for us, so that we will be a light in this world that will lead people to your Son, Jesus Christ, to an understanding of his sacrifice and an understanding of his love for them and a way and a path for them to come to salvation. Father, today I ask that you bless me, that you help me to decrease, and that your spirit within me increase. Help me to speak the word and to explain it and to preach it the way that you gave it to me. Let your people be blessed and strengthened, Lord. Let the word be plain so that every hearer can understand it clearly. And I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today I'd like to preach from the subject, "When life is shaking you, God is making you." Again, when life is shaking you, it's God that is making you. This particular passage of text in James is talking about patience. You know, patience is a character. It is a trait of God. It is a part and a portion of him that he shares with us. Scripture says that there are fruits of the Spirit. And so we, as the people of God, as the children of God, are to exemplify the character and the persona of our Father. And so in doing that, one of the things that we have is patience. Patience, according to Scripture, has an occupation. In other words, it has a role in the life of every Christian. Every day, patience has to clock in and go to work for us. It clocks in and it goes to work faithfully every day, appearing and then reappearing throughout our lives, giving us strength at the time that we need it, giving us endurance, according to Scripture, at the time that we need it, and at the times that are most difficult. Scripture says that in this process, we still, as Christians, have to let patience have her work. As people of God, we tend from time to time to feel like we have the ability to handle our own problems, that, "God, if you'll just let me handle this situation, I'll call you when I need your help with something that is more difficult." But according to Scripture, when it comes to this area in the body of Christ, in the life of the individual Christian called patience, we have to get out of the way. We simply have to let patience have her perfect work. And so for the hearer today, for the person that is hearing this scripture, that is hearing this passage in James, I'm telling you that the Word of God says that in the area of patience in the body of Christ, we cannot have any say-so. We cannot have any control. We don't have a vote in this area. We just simply have to let patience have her work. When we get into trouble, we often realize that the load that we're dealing with, that the problem that we're dealing with, that the pain that we're dealing with, that the loss that we're dealing with, it's heavy. It's heavy. And it's at that time that patience gets right next to us and it helps us to deal with that pressure. It helps us to deal with that load. Patience is our ally at the time when we need to deal with the weights and the burdens and the challenges of our life. And yet we still have to let patience have control. When you're going through a situation and you're going through a trouble or you're going through something that is challenging you, you have to look to patience rather than wanting to take the lead. We never understand where God is taking us unless he reveals it to us. And so every situation that we go into, if we're honest with ourselves, we have to realize that we're going into it blindly. We look in scripture and we flip through scripture to find out what God wants us to do. We pray and we go into our prayer closet to listen to the Holy Spirit, to find out instruction of what God wants us to do, to listen to him speak to our ear. The scripture saying that when we hear in our ear, go this way or go that, that he is directing us, that he is as a father faithfully leading us. So we're listening and we're waiting, but patience is still present. Dr. Christina Markinson, in an interview, made a very interesting statement that I think is appropriate for the sermon today. There, in this interview, she was asked, what is it? What's this thing with shaking when you're lifting weights or when you are exercising and you get to the point where you begin to shake because of the load, because of the weight of what you're experiencing? And Dr. Christina Markinson said, shaking muscles is not dangerous. It's a level of muscle twitch that usually indicates intense work that challenges the neuromuscular system, she says. I see it as a good sign, as muscles that are hard to target are often neurologically weak and they tend to shake. Bring on the shake, because you're activating your entire system. Dr. Markinson says, bring on the shake. In other words, that's what you want. That's when you know that your entire muscular system or that group of muscles is being reached and activated. So in studying, I could see a correlation. I could see that we as Christians have this this element of God called patience that only appears when the load gets heavy. We pray, Lord, get me out of this. We pray, God, deliver me. Can this thing pass from me? And yet patience will not step in until we start to shake, until the thing gets so heavy for us that we become confused and we don't know what's going on. Until the things that we have trusted in, that in the past have worked for us and have helped us to get out of the situation, has helped us to deal with the situation, suddenly it doesn't work this time. It doesn't work this time. And we as Christians scratch our heads because we're saying, why is it not working this time? Why is my marriage shaking? Because we were able to endure this last time. We were able to get through this situation last time. And this time all I see is shaking. Why are my children in trouble? I thought we had this all squared away. I thought we had this situation covered. And yet here it is again, and it's shaking me. And all the things that I did last time, and all the conversations that I had with my children last time, it doesn't work this time. They're doing their own thing. They're old enough to make their own decisions. And you're sitting at home and you're worrying about what's going on and where they are and what they're doing. It's the shaking that you feel. But patience hasn't come yet. We're dealing with challenges in our health. And in spite of everything that we've done and every precaution that we've taken, we've lost weight, we've cut our calories. There's so many different things that we've done. And yet this condition that I'm dealing with is now shaking me. It's shaking me emotionally because I don't know what to do. It is shaking me in my joy and in the growth of my life and the happiness that I feel on a daily basis. It's shaking me. It's shaking my faith because I know that I believe God. I know that I trust in Jesus. And yet I don't have anything right now that I can say is steady about my faith. It's shaking me. Where is God? And it is in those moments that we as Christians should remember that the process that we're going through, that the problem that we're experiencing, that the challenge that we're experiencing are getting to places in our Christian life that are weak, that only that challenge can reach. And patience, of course, as we said, has an occupation. The occupation is to wait until the shaking occurs. Because patience gets under this thing with you and helps you to bear the load. But it is not doing its job if it comes too early. Because the Father has given patience the assignment of helping us to endure. And if it comes into the situation or it comes into the process before the Father gives permission, then the muscles that are already built and the muscles that are already strong and the parts of us that are already mature and developed will take over and sustain this thing. But once we have used all the faith that we've used in the past, that muscle, and once we have said, I will praise God in all things, that muscle of praise that we've developed, and once we say, I will trust in the Lord, and once we say, I will call those things that be not as though they were, I'm using all of my tools, I'm using all of the muscles that I have developed in this Christian body of mine, in this Christian frame that God has given me, and nothing works. And I begin to shake. Everything about me that has grown in my Christian walk is shaking because of what I'm dealing with. And it is at that time that God releases patience to come into the mix and to help us to deal with the burden. Patience comes when there's a shaking. And when life is shaking you, God begins to make you. If we look at this word patience in the Greek, it is a word that means cheerful or hopeful endurance, constancy. It means to persevere. It means to remain under. It's a bearing up under and patient endurance. So what patience does is, patience does not stand on the outside and help to support what you're dealing with. Patience gets under the thing with you and pushes side by side with you to lift it up and off of you. That is the nature of patience. And because that is the nature of patience, then it will never show up until we have gone through every cycle of our own remedy, of our own prayers, of our own fasting that we can go through. And we have done everything that we can do. And then suddenly patience comes to give us this thing called endurance. When we think about this word perfect, because the scripture says, but let patience have her perfect work. We think of this word perfect. It's the Greek word telios. It means complete. It means that which was reaching its end or its term or its limit. It means lacking nothing, full grown in mind and understanding. Patience comes into the situation at a time where we're able to have a full understanding of the message or the lesson that God intended for this thing to teach us. If patience comes in too early, we won't learn the lesson. Anyone that has a child can be witness to this. If you are a parent, sometimes when you've repeated something to a child more than once, you literally have to let them learn the lesson. My God, you sit there and you say, I really don't want them to go through this, but I've told them not to do this over and over again. So I have this option. I can either tell them again and they won't learn the lesson, or I can let them bear under the weight of the lesson and they'll understand. That's what patience does. According to Scripture, patience says, It allows you to have a perfect work. Patience stands back, allows you to experience what you're experiencing, and you get a perfect work. You get a perfect message from the Father of what He does and does not want you to do, where He does and does not want you to go, where He, the people that He does and does not want you to associate with. When you're done with this lesson, when you're done with this experience, you will understand the guidelines of the Father. If it's something that He's doing to correct you, if it is something that is a part of your health or something that you're going through in your health, you're going to understand that by His stripes, I am healed. It will not be something that you have read. It will be something that you have walked in. It will not be something that somebody told you. It will be something that you can confess and that you, through your own confession, can use as a tool for Jesus Christ. It becomes an evangelism tool, your testimony that says, I know that my Redeemer liveth and I can bless His name because He has delivered me again. When we look at this word entire, it says that patience, let patience have her perfect work that ye may be perfect and entire. That word entire in the Greek means complete. In every part, perfectly sound. Complete in every part, perfectly sound. So it seems to me like Dr. Markinson had the right concept when she said that as you begin to shake, your entire neuromuscular system is activated. Whatever the area is of that muscle group that is under the weight of that is being impacted by the weight that it's holding, it begins to shake. It's the entire group. And so what patience is doing is, patience is wanting to make sure that the work is perfect and entire. I don't know about you, but there's some things that God has taught me that I never want to have to go through again. The first time He let me experience it, it was bad. The second time He let me experience it, I remembered the first time and I said, this is doubly bad. By the third time that I had gone through it, I said, my God, deliver me. I promise, as heaven is above, I'll never do it again. It was an entire work. So now, as we're looking at what we're experiencing, we have to draw on that and we have to say, Lord, what are you teaching me? Okay, patience is here. Yes, God, I'm shaking. I have nothing to hold on to but you. And patience is here reminding me of your grace and reminding me of the ability that you've given me in Jesus Christ. What are you teaching me? Every Christian, every believer that is experiencing anything, that you're going through anything, you need to ask God, what are you teaching me from this? What are we learning? We are children of God. The Bible says we are to be childlike. So we are to constantly go to the Father. We are not to go out and do our own thing and make our own way. That's why we got a Father that cares for us. So we're to go to him. God, what are you teaching me? What am I to learn from this situation so that when I am done, I'm done? That's the question that we have today. And in all that God does, and in all that we experience, God is in the business of plussing our lives. He plusses it. In other words, when we are walking with God, he adds to. He gives us life abundantly. John 10 and 10 reminds us. It says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came that you may have life and life more abundantly. So it means that when Jesus came, everything that we experience is to make our life more abundant. Sometimes, you know, it's hard for us to look for the good in things. It's hard. It's hard for us to look at how suffering can make us better and plus our lives. It's hard for us to look at how loss can make us better and plus our lives. How can loss make us better and plus my life? How can it make my life greater, make my life more abundant? But according to Scripture, it does. And it's our responsibility to go to God and to say, God, what are you teaching me from this? So how can we let patience have her perfect work? We hear in Scripture that we're to allow patience to do what it is intended to do, what it was sent to do. How can we let patience have its perfect work? It says Galatians 5, 16 and 17 is a good example. It says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, and keep you from doing the things you want to do. The first way that we are able to let patience have its perfect work is to realize that the battle is the Lord's. We have to come to a clear understanding that there is a spiritual war going on for our souls. There is God on one side that has heaven as our reward. But on our way to heaven, he's requiring that we live righteous. On our way to heaven, he is requiring that we love one another. On our way to heaven, he is requiring that we share our testimony of salvation. That's it. Do that and walk and live, and we will get to glory. But then on the other hand, there is Satan, who reminds us of our sins. So we have to constantly cast down condemnation. There is Satan that is constantly trying to pull us back into our old life. So we're going to constantly get rid of temptation. There is Satan who is constantly giving us an option to satisfy our flesh. So we're having to constantly cast down and put our flesh and our own desires to the side. And so in order to let patience have her perfect work and to walk with us, we have to remember that by giving up, by allowing patience to have its way, that we in essence are becoming obedient. We have placed our hands on the gospel plow. And the Scripture says, once you have placed your hands on the gospel plow, you have acknowledged that God has a work for me. Whatever God has given you to do in this lifetime, before you go to glory, whatever work God has given you to do, remain committed to it. If God has called you to help people, whether you feel like it or not, whether you are sick or not, whether your marriage is being shaken or not, remain faithful to what God has called you to do. That's keeping your hands to the gospel plow. That's sending a clear message to hell that the God that I serve that called me to sing, I will continue to sing. The God that I serve that called me to help people that are in need, I'm going to continue to help people that are in need. The God that I serve that called me to witness and to say that Jesus Christ is Lord, regardless of what you bring against me, I'll stay to that. I'll keep my hands to the gospel plow. And patience patience is right there to help you through that. Another way that we allow patience to have its way is by not complaining. The weight is heavy. The challenge that you're dealing with is heavy. But the scripture calls us to go through it with a certain Christian posture. It calls us to know that we're shaking, to remember that patience is there to help us to bear it, and to praise God. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And so we're hearing this scripture and we're realizing that as we deal with the shaking and as we're dealing with the strain, we're to praise God. And how hard is that? Every person that thinks about the things that they deal with, sometimes the thing that we don't want to do is to thank God that we're going through it. But according to scripture, this is what allows patience to have its perfect work. We look at Jesus as our example, and we see that Jesus in Luke 22 and 42 through 45 says, saying, "Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him, and being in agony, he was saying very fervently, and his sweat became drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when he arose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow and said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray, that you may not enter into temptation." This word agony that the scripture talks about is a Greek word, agonia. And that word means a state of struggle or anguish. It's anxiety. That anxiety bringing about a Greek term that's called phobos or fear. It's where we get the word fear from. So when we see Jesus in the movies, we see him praying this quiet prayer, and we're realizing that he is going through the strains, but that was not the way it was according to scripture. According to scripture, Jesus went through anguish. And if you look at the Greek, Jesus went through phobos, meaning he, the Son of God, had to push away fear. He had to push away anxiety. He had to push away dread. He had to let his divinity push away his humanity and his carnality and body to do the will of the Father. And through doing that, he served as an example that we are able to carry weight that we didn't think we could carry, that we can pray through things that we didn't think we could pray through, that we can believe God at a time when we felt like and we don't feel like we have the strength to believe. Jesus Christ serves as an example of what patience can do if the saint is willing to let patience have its full work. If you will remember and you will recall the goodness of the Lord in the time when it is darkest, then you will remember that he is the Son. And because he is the Son, where the Son is, the light is also. And even though my way is dark and it seems like I don't know where I want to go or where I need to go, because the Son is there, he will always light my pathway. Anything that we deal with in this life is going to shake us from time to time, but we know in whom we have believed. And when you are persuaded, fully persuaded, meaning that part of you that is weak suddenly begins to stand up, and the maturity of God comes on the inside through the struggle that you've gone through, and you begin to remember and to realize that God did this thing before, but this time it's different, but my Savior remains the same. The same Jesus that died on the cross stands within me, and according to John 17, he now stands within me. So anything that I have to go through, regardless of what it feels like, I have a Son, Jesus Christ, who is now sitting on the right hand of God the Father, full of grace and truth, and he is able to do exceeding and abundantly for me. For this thing that I go through, this thing that is a challenge to me, does nothing more than help me to realize that there is divine God that sent a divine son to go into hell, to get the keys of hell, death, and the grave, and to go back and to sit at the right hand of the Father to intercede for me and to tell patience to stay its hand until the time when I need it most, so that I can develop and so that I will no longer be a child that is drinking milk, but I suddenly will become a child of God that is adult enough to eat meat, that is adult enough to deal with the situation that would have broken me 2 years ago. So patience had to wait and give me time to catch up to what God wants to do for me. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The message that we have today is that Jesus Christ reigns. He reigns over your situation. I feel that the scripture today will go into the ears, hearts, and minds of people who trust God, but you just needed an encouraging word today. You just needed to know that God knows and he feels your situation. You just needed to know that Jesus Christ is still with you. I am here today as a preacher of this gospel to remind you that Jesus is everywhere, that he is where you are, regardless of where you are. And if you are praying by yourself, then he will be the second person that is there, because where two are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. This is the day that we see that shaking occurs for the purpose of making. Whether the shaking has to occur in your mind so that he can repair the parts of you that were broken by the past. Whether the shaking has to occur in your body so that he can repair the parts of you that were irresponsible in your past. Maybe you smoked for a long time, drank for a long time, party for a long time, and now you have given your life to Jesus Christ. And you're saying, Lord, look at me now. How can you use me now? But Jesus Christ says in his word that if we will trust in his name and if we will believe in him, he is the balm in Gilead that is able to heal the sick places in our lives. He is the one that is able to encourage us and to lift us up. And he is the one that causes us to walk in the high places that we would not be able to get to without him. Let patience have its full and complete work. When the shaking occurs, don't be discouraged. Keep your hands to the gospel plow. Keep your eyes looking to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help will surely come from the Lord. Dear Father, thank you for the word today. Thank you, Father God, that you are faithful, you are just and true. And Lord, today I believe that your word was sent out. And according to scripture, it will not return to you void. I thank you for helping me to preach it the way that you gave it to me. And I thank you for what you're doing for your people today and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. This time of invitation is a time in which we come to God. We confess our weaknesses. We confess our confusion. We confess our shortcomings. And he loves us so much that he says, come to me. All you are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. If you're tired of doing things your own way, if you're tired of trying to figure out things your own way, Jesus has given us remedy. He says, confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. So if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, confessing that he's the Son of God, and believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead for you, your confession is made salvation for you. So if this sermon today has found you there, and you repeat that prayer, and you believe in your heart, then your name, according to scripture, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you already know him as Savior and Lord, and the sermon has provoked you to remind yourself and to encourage yourself as David to do better, to praise more, to believe more, then thank God that the word did what he intended today for it to do for you. We invite you every week to join us. If you cannot come to the church, join us through our Facebook. Join us and worship with us. Scripture says that we are not to forsake the assembly of the saints. There are times in this day, in this pandemic, that we may have to close our doors for a short period of time. And we're doing that because we're being totally and completely compliant with health concerns. Your health is of concern to us. But there comes a time when we open the doors back and we invite you to come back. That time is approaching. And we'd like for you not only to come back, but if you've never been here, come. Worship with us. Hear the word that God has. This word, this is not my word. I'm a preacher. Thank God that he has blessed me to have some other people way more astute than me to teach me what the word means so that I can at least present it respectfully the way that God would want it presented. Worship with us. Come to Park Place and worship with us. And we invite that today. We thank you so much for joining us. We'd ask that if you're not able to come, if you will join us again next Sunday at 10 a.m., we'll be here. We'll be studying again. We'll be preaching the word of God as best we can. And we ask that God bless you for joining us today. Dear Father, we thank you for blessing us. We ask that you be with your people. Even as we are separate, Lord, we're asking that hearts and minds be blessed. We're asking, Father God, that you meet needs. We're asking, Father God, that you bless people if they have a financial need, Lord. You are the one that can meet that need. If there is a physical ailment, Lord, you are the one that can heal, Lord, according to Scripture. Bless us, Father God. We are your people, and we trust in you. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray, and we thank God for hearing and answering our prayer. You be blessed. Amen.